The wrong parasite in your gut can do more harm than you might realize, like mental retardation, blindness, even death. One of the worst is called Toxoplasma gondii. It might be in your kitty litter box or that raw hamburger. Thanks to the work of my next guest, we now understand how Toxoplasma gondii gets transmitted, avoiding countless illnesses and hospitalizations. Jitinder Dubé is a microbiologist at the Agricultural Research Service. For his work, he's a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and he joins me now. Mr. Dubé, good to have you on.
Glad to be.
Tell us a little bit about your work. You have discovered the way these things get transmitted, in particular one of the worst, which is this Toxoplasma gondii.
This is a single-celled tiny organism, about only 6 micrometers. And this infection is prevalent worldwide. Actually, about one-third of entire humanity has been exposed to this parasite. And until 1970s, the mystery of its transmission was unknown when we discovered that of all the animals infected in the world, only the cats can complete the life cycle, and they excrete a resistant form of the parasite in their feces, and this stage is called oocyst. Now, the cat become infected by eating infected birds or rodents or hunting. So there are about 150 million cats in the United States, both domestic and wild. And when they defecate on the sidewalk, in the garden, in the land, the fecal sample get washed down the stream to the river and to the sea, and even marine water is contaminated. And a very good example of that is that of the two colonies of sea otters in the United States, off the coast of California and Washington, about 65% of those sea otters are infected, and they get contaminated with contaminated marine water. So suffice to say, it is very widely prevalent, and we probably carry around these oocysts on our feet when we walk from the street to home. And my research has centered around the prevention of this disease, how we can prevent this disease to pregnant, especially to pregnant women, and also those that are immunosuppressed. And we have developed methods and for advocation of consumers. And one of the very useful and practical ways of minimizing the infection is that if you freeze the meat before cooking, that freezing destroys the organism. And this has been really very instrumental in reducing infection rates in human beings, not only in the United States, but throughout the world.
And this particular organism, even though it accounts for a relatively small number of infections, has an outsized effect on people.
Yes, outside, the only few people, adult people become sick, but many children die from it. Not only children, but it causes abortion in livestock, and as many as 12 million lambs are lost every year in Australia, in a lamb-producing country. So it is both a problem in human and veterinary medicine.
We're speaking with Jitinder Dubé, a microbiologist at the Agricultural Research Service, and you're in Beltsville, Maryland. Tell us about some of the other work you do there.
Yes. So we are conducting surveys of the meat in the grocery store to find out what the risk assessment is for people. And now, through our research, infection rates in domestic food animals has been reduced drastically, and we are making efforts how to prevent further infections in these animals and indirectly to human beings. And I receive many calls from worried pregnant women about the infection of their unborn child. So we provide assistance and advice to not only to veterinary medicine people, but also to people in public health services like CDC and NIH. And a lot of the practices, preventive measures are based on the research we have done. We also conduct research on other parasitic diseases that are related to toxoplasma. And one of the important diseases discovered here in our laboratory is called neosporosis. It causes abortion in livestock. And this parasite is very closely related to toxoplasma, the main difference being that instead of being transmitted by the cat, it is transmitted by the dog. So having found out the life cycle and the source of infection, has been possible to reduce infection in dairy cattle. Otherwise, many dairy cattle have been gone out of business because this parasite causes abortion in dairy cattle, not only in the United States, but throughout the world.
And tell us about the laboratory itself. How many people work there? What kinds of facilities do you have?
We have a very good research facility. The laboratory is located on a farm, on a big complex of the Beltsville Agriculture Research Center. And we have many people in the research project and many visiting scientists. In the last 50 years, I have published papers with more than 500 research scientists all over the world, and trained many research scientists from many other countries. So our laboratory is focused of this research, and I'm very happy and satisfied that not only it has improved health, but we have trained many young scientists throughout the world.
What do you plan to study next?
We are conducting ways and means how we can prevent infection in human beings. And we are actively working on a vaccine in collaboration with many scientists from NIH, University of Chicago, and several institutions in France. And the idea is to have a vaccine that we can use for prevention of infection in human beings. And also, especially in cats, we are very much interested that we can develop a vaccine to prevent infection in cats, so the infection can be minimized and transmission can be prevented. The cat is the heart of the story and main key in the transmission cycle. And prevention of toxoplasma in cats, we have many methods advised to public, like changing the cat litter during pregnancy. The women should not change the cat litter, let somebody else do it. The cat litter should be properly incinerated or not dumped in toilet, because that gets into waterways and then further spreads the infection. These are very resistant organisms and not killed by ordinary means or ordinary disinfectant. And we have advised the people that when they are cooking the meat, it should be properly cooked. It is not only the cooking the meat, but also handling of the raw meat. So they should wash their hands properly. And the stage of the parasite that is present in the meat is killed by washing hands with soap and water. This is unlike the stage that is present in catfishes. So we are developing methods how we can prevent infection, how we can minimize infection on vegetables and other foods that people eat.
Jitendra Dubé is a microbiologist at the Agricultural Research Service and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I'm great to be of some benefit and public service.
Read more and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.